Because I don't want you to miss the rest of the story. I mean, all my life I always heard this wonderful resurrection story, and I never heard that it was the Creator that was rejected, and that's how I got crucified. And I never heard if I rejected that, He's coming back as judge. I'm sure I just wasn't listening. So I wanted to make sure you really caught it this morning. Because this is what Paul says. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting in verse 6. 2 Thessalonians 1, 6. Here Paul, writing from his heart, his very first epistle, set, first and second, inspired by the Spirit, recorded exactly what God wants us to hear. When Paul told the Athenians they needed to reach out and grope for their Creator, the one they had ignored and rejected their whole lives, he told them the good news. He said, Jesus is as close as possible. He's close enough you can touch Him by faith this moment if you just reach out. He's that close. Then, after Paul told him that, he lowered the boom. You see, this is the missing element that, I mean, the old timers, Billy Graham might do it, but you don't hear it now. It's try Jesus out, see what you think. No. Repent, or this is going to happen. That's just how Jesus and the apostles did it, not how we do it anymore. Paul lowered the boom. He said, you keep ignoring and rejecting your Creator, who became the crucified and risen Savior, and you're going to have to face Him as the judge. Our Creator is the one each of us killed with our sins, Paul told them. Our Creator Savior has risen, and before He sits down as judge, He's standing with His arms out, waiting. Before He sits down at the great white throne, you know, what's interesting is He's standing at the right hand of the Father. Why? Because He's got those arms out and waiting. But before He sits down, He's standing with His hands outstretched to us. And all we have to do is believe in Him, respond to His outstretched arms, grope after Him. That's what Paul says, Acts 17:27. He's not far. But look in verse 6. Everyone who refuses, everyone who continues to ignore, everyone who rejects, Paul never holds back the truth. This is what's coming. Since it's a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation, verse 7, to give you who are troubled rest with us. When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels. So here He comes. Now look what He's going to do in verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance. Number one, on those who do not know God. And number two, on those who do not obey the gospel. There's two groups of people. There's people who never bothered to reach after Him, even though they knew He was out there. And there's other people that heard about Him and they never bothered to obey. They only added Christianity to the cards in their wallet. You know, they're a card-carrying Christian. Didn't change them at all. By the way, saving faith is life-changing faith. If you've never been saved from the chains of sin, Jesus said you've never been saved from hell because He sets us free. So people who don't obey the truth, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, look at verse 9, these shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and the glory of His power. Well, we gather to celebrate our crucified Savior is risen. But before we do, we always have to remember every day the truth. This is what God has revealed. The Lord Jesus Christ is the ignored Creator that most people have rejected. He is the crucified Savior who we celebrate is risen. He's also the angry judge that's coming in fiery vengeance to resurrect every human that's ever lived from the Garden of Eden through the end of the millennium, and to have every one of them that has ignored and rejected and refused Him to stand in front of Him. And He's going to say, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire. That's the gospel that Jesus taught.